She's been used to the sunshine, at least until she moved back home to Elyria. After spending some time in the south in the Atlanta area and Fort Myers, we've got Rachel and DeRizzi with us with the Spark Youth Theater. Rachel, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're going to get into the Ignite the Night fundraiser. We want to talk about your first production, New Kid, coming up later on this year. But for those that don't know what the Spark Youth Theater is, enlighten us. What's this all about?
Sure. So we're a new nonprofit theater. Our focus is theater for young audiences. So basically that means we've got a professional show, adult actors for the most part, and then we are taking these shows out to elementary schools as assembly programs and hopefully down the line as entertainment for families as well.
Now, this is relatively new. You mentioned that you moved back into the area late last summer, kind of early last fall, so you're still kind of pretty early in the process, right?
Yeah, we're pretty new. We're just beginning our programming this spring. And so our time so far has been spent by fundraising and incorporating and getting our nonprofit stuff all in order so we can start producing.
All the fun stuff, right?
Yeah, the really fun stuff.
Well, and I think it's interesting, too, because you get that first year to get all the paperwork done, get everything in order, but how much interaction have you had with the kids, and what's that response been like so far?
Sure. So with the kids, our interaction so far has been somewhat limited. We do have classes running currently at Keystone Elementary, and those are once a week. So we've got a great group of kindergarten, first, and second graders out there that are having a blast with some drama classes. But so far, most of my interaction has actually been with teachers and educators and trying to get our programming out to them because, you know, reaching them will allow us to reach the students and get our maximum impact that way.
When teaching kids, I always thought once you get to high school, kids all of a sudden became shy and whatnot. When you have the elementary kids, are they outgoing? I mean, does it allow you to kind of reach try a few more things that you may not try with an older audience there?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a huge proponent of theater as a teaching tool. And so I think that theater helps kids of all kinds. So for that kid that might be more shy, I always encourage them to try a drama class. Maybe not go out and audition for a play because that's pretty stressful. But a drama class can be a great way to learn some skills to open up and become a little bit more confident. That's actually how I personally got into theater myself. I was really shy. But then again, for some of those students who are on the opposite end, who may be a little too outgoing, according to some of their teachers or parents, or let's say they have a lot of energy, this can also be a great creative outlet for them to funnel some of that and not have to stick to the rigidity of a school day where they're stuck sitting in a seat the whole time.
I think it's interesting you mentioned that because I think it's all about confidence, right? And when you get a chance to step out there on stage, sometimes that's a really good opportunity to open a kid up. You mentioned that's kind of how you got started. So while we're on that topic, what was it initially that drew you to this?
Oh, to Spark Theater? Mostly it was my own the impact that the arts have had on me personally really made me very passionate about arts education. And so I've actually been working in arts education for the past, 12 years throughout the Southeast as a teaching artist and directing theater for young audiences. So I just have known the power of it personally and then seen the transformation of so many students over the years. It's one of those things that I think no matter what you go into, if you don't want to be an actor or performer or, a theater technician at all growing up, that is definitely fine. There are skills that you are going to learn that will carry you through any walk of life. I have a former student right now at Yale Law School.
Wow.
Who got this huge scholarship simply because of her public speaking skills and the ability to make this argument. So she's in her second year there. I'm so proud of her. But I have other students that are all kinds of avenues now in college. A lot of them that are doing theater or music theater or singing or, something with the arts, but a lot of them are not. And I think that's fabulous.
What was it about the youth aspect? As you mentioned, you're doing for elementary schools for younger kids. You guys are going out there performing plays. What is it about the younger kids that made you wanted to kind of direct things towards them?
Oh, sure. So there are a lot of great plays and stories out there that I just love bringing to that group specifically. A lot of times they have opportunities for some field trips, but the arts are a great way to add to the learning that they're already doing. Mm-hmm. So all of our shows that go out to the schools are actually aligned with the Ohio Department of Education standards. They come with a big study guide and other activities for the educators to do. So it kind of ties into their regular curriculum already, and then adds this extra element of, oh, well, this is fun, we can do this, and it ties to that play we saw. And it doesn't feel so much like, well, I'm reading this out of a book and doing this test on it.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. So essentially, it's just a different way of learning kind of the subject matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's a fascinating way of looking at it. I was going to ask you what the ultimate goal was, but I feel like that's different for everybody, because you mentioned that a lot of personalities that get involved are just so drastically different. You mentioned that getting some of the kids that haven't been able to come out of their shell, so to speak, yet, there are different ways of suggesting how they should get involved and how theater essentially can really get them to be a heck of a lot more confident. Whereas I think for some of the others that are already kind of outgoing, a chance to see that when you get into theater, there's a lot more than just being on stage. There's a lot of work that goes into the entire production. So is it safe to say that the goal here at the end, it's going to be different for everybody?
Oh, absolutely. So also a lot of times I think parents think, well, I don't necessarily want my kid to get into the arts because that's a really competitive business. So you guys know in the entertainment industry yourself. But the entertainment industry is enormous. It's huge. There are all kinds of jobs. Only, we tend to just think of a very small portion of that because those are the people in front of the camera or on stage that you see every day, and those are the jobs you think about. But there are so many jobs in the arts that if you really are passionate about it, I say go for it. And the other thing I like to point out to parents about it is, you might enroll your student in baseball or basketball or football, and most parents do that without expecting that 7-year-old to become a professional NFL player. Now, if they want to, that's great, and there certainly are those jobs as well. But the skills that they learn in team sports are also there in the arts, and I think a lot more too, or different ones as well.
Yeah, no question about it. I think there's a lot of relatable material there. There's no question about it. Again, we're talking with Rachel Lenderizza here with the Spark Youth Theater. Talk about the process of coming back home and bringing what you learned to those other spots down in Atlanta and Fort Myers back up here to Elyria.
Oh, great. So, down in Florida, I was there for quite a while, and we produced a lot of programming for students from like 4 years old all the way through college, and including this program that I'm bringing here first, the touring theater program. And I just love seeing the impact. We would have about 18,000 students every year down there in Fort Myers because we would go out to all the elementary schools, and it was a great way to reach a whole bunch of people. And there were similar programs up in Atlanta as well. And the big reason that I was drawn back to Elyria is, as a professional artist, I've been an actor and director since graduating college, and I actually know a lot of professional artists that came out of Elyria that I grew up doing theater with, community theater around here, or went to college with at LCC, or the great drama program at Elyria High School. And I started noticing these people are working today in the arts, a lot of them. More people are working in the arts that I know from Lorain County than I graduated with in New York City. And that was astounding to me. So I said, they've really got something going on here. But then the second thing I noticed was all of these people I know, for the most part, have all left Ohio in order to work. There's some exceptions, and they're in Cleveland. But there was very few professional opportunities in Ohio for these, or I'm sorry, rather in Elyria and Lorain County for these artists. So I said, hey, if we can combine all of these things into one project, have an opportunity for some of these professionals to come back to this hometown and work on a show or two, and have a place to do it while benefiting the residents of Elyria and Lorain County, then it was a win-win.
Well, speaking of win-wins, you guys have Ignite the Night. That's a fundraiser for you guys on February the 24th. What are the details?
Well, it kind of ties in just what I was saying. We are bringing back some of Elyria and Lorain County's awesome artists from all over to perform a variety style night of entertainment at Elyria High School Performing Arts Center. And in addition to that, we've got some great sponsors, some awesome raffle prizes. So we've got something for everybody. If you like, we've got Cleveland Indian tickets, hockey tickets, baskets for wine lovers, craft beer packages, all kinds of fun stuff. And in addition, it's a great night of fun. Come hang out. Tickets are only $20. You can get them online at our website, which is sparktheaterforyouth.org, and that's the number 4. Or on Facebook, you can find us there as well. I also wanted to mention, during that day on the 24th, leading up to our event, which doesn't start until 6, we do have some free workshops during the day for kids. And so check that out on our website or Facebook. We hope you, even if you don't come to the event that night, bring the kids down in the afternoon for an hour or so. You can drop them off, go get something to eat, and they'll have a blast for free.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you've got some really cool prizes available, too. Some Indians tickets, some wine baskets, craft beer baskets. That's right up our alley, man. Yeah, sounds pretty awesome.
I heard hockey tickets, too, so that's always a good thing.
We've got
a plus.
Tickets to the Rock Hall,
nice.
Too.
Wow.
One of my favorite places.
Sure. Proceeds, what does that money go to, the production aspect of things?
Sure, yeah. So the money raised by this is going to our first program, The New Kid. And what that's going to allow us to do is my goal is that we cover all of our production costs for The New Kid. So that means things like, you know, our set, the actors, our van to travel out to the schools. And my goal is that we're going to be able to provide this show free of cost to every Title I school in Lorain County. And after we cover our costs, we can even try and expand from there and fill up our calendar.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah, good stuff. Again, that's Ignite the Night. That's the fundraiser on February 24th. Starts at 6 o'clock. Well, tell us about The New Kid. What's this story all about?
Great. So The New Kid, you might have guessed from the title, is about a kid who moves to a new school. But more than that, the main character, Nick, he moves from an imaginary country called Homeland to America, specifically Ohio. And in this move, he realizes not only does he have to adjust to a new school and new friends and a new house, but this is a new country. So they have new customs. They speak a brand new language. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the most interesting pieces to me because the character of Nick speaks English, but everybody else in his new school speaks gibberish. And so the audience really gets to kind of go on that trip with Nick of trying to figure out, what are these classmates saying? What is this teacher saying? How do I fit in here when I don't even understand the language? And by the end of the play, it's only about 45 minutes, and by the end of it, the audience, Nick, and his classmates all find a way of communicating and understanding and kind of realize they're a lot more similar than they thought.
Huh. Wow, very cool stuff. Now, that's in May, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And so that's available for May and into June for any elementary school or after school programs, community centers, things like that. You can contact us if you're interested in bringing that show to you.
Okay. Well, very cool stuff. Rachel, before we let you go, one more time for our listeners out there who are wondering and finding out more about what you guys do and also how they can get involved with that fundraiser on February 24th, where can they go?
Absolutely. Come visit us online, sparktheaterforyouth.org. And two tricky things about that, that's theater spelled with an R-E, and then the 4 is number 4, so sparktheaterforyouth.org.
All right, very good stuff. You might want to get in on that because there are going to be some really cool prizes there as well. And again, it goes for a wonderful cause. Rachel, this is a lot of fun. Thanks for coming in studio.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
All righty. Again, Rachel Underizzi with the Spark Youth Theater joining us.